مولانا علي علي مولانا علي مولانا علي مولى علي علي مولى علي
Father of sixth Imam, at that time he called his family member and all the relatives, and then he started advising them, and then he said a phrase that if you can send this to my Shias and followers. And Imam was saying As-Salat, As-Salat three times, and with that Imam's soul departed from this world. So while he was advising those advices about the Salat, at that time Imam departed from this world. That is how prayer is important in Islam. And Imam then said, فَإِنَّهَا عَمُودُ دِينِكُمْ. That is pillar of your religion. That means religion lies on the prayer. If prayer is there, then rest of religion is going to remain. If we take out this pillar, then nothing remains. It's like a tent. If we think about a tent, that whole prayer and religion, it stands on this prayer and salat. And if that is taken out, that tent cannot remain. Why is that? Why salat is being given that much importance, that it becomes pillar of religion? The reason, because religion is a belief, and belief becomes stronger, and it can sustain if there is a continuous practice. Salat, it's from the two roots. One is the root of prayer and dua. Second is the root of sila, that means communication. And there is possibility that actual reason that Salat is being named by the Salat, that is Sila. That means our relation. Our relation, Assalamu alaikum, and communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although most of the ulama, they said As-Salat, it's from Salat because dua, and then it became as a name of the prayer. So in both cases, even if it's from the root of salat, that means dua, or salat, that means sila, in both cases, it becomes really important that our communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is through prayer. And if we break that communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing remains in religion. Religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and religion of Islam, that means submission before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this submission can sustain only with salat. And salat, it's been said, it's washing ourselves during the day. Sixth Imam then expands on that, and he says that, do you think that somebody washes himself during the day five times? Can there be any dirt in that body? And he was replied, of course not. And Imam said, during the day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the people that you should wash yourself with the prayer. And when you wash your soul with the prayer, then no dirt is going to remain. It will be completely purified. So that means it is for the purification of our souls. That is why Imam is advising Allah, Allah fi salat, fa innaha amudu deenikum. And that has been said after Quran. Before that, as he said about Quran, then he said about Salat. So there is a very important sequence in both cases. After that, Imam said, Allah, Allah, fi bayt rabbikum. And you can imagine that how Imam, that is master of the faithful and Imam of the world, he is mentioning every duty that is necessary for the people. All these are wajibat, but placing them in the will, that is another point, that why Imam alayhi salam has to emphasize, although these are wajibat that one needs to do in their life. Salat is wajib, but again he's advising. That means not necessarily that if something becomes wajib, then people that do not need reminder. People, they still need reminder, they have to be reminded, and Imam is reminding in the final times. And that is why you can see today our ulama and great scholars, when they like to write will at that time, they start mentioning various important points that may people know that those are wajibat, but at the same time, their responsibility of reminding the people, it's there. And if a wa'iz also reminds, that is also from the same position. The knowing about something is different than having the reminder for that. Many times, you know, sometimes if you speak with somebody and say that, you know, prayer is wajib, and if he replies that, I know about that, you can say knowing is not sufficient. Many times, you know many things, but you don't practice about that. So having knowledge is not sufficient, but at the same time, we need to be reminded. So he said, Allah, Allah, fi bayti rabbikum. Please say salawat. فَلَا تَخُلُّوهُ مَا بَقِيْتُمْ. Do not let house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be empty until you are alive. Try to fill the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, going for Hajj, performance of Hajj is one of the most important duties. And that is important because of two reasons. One, that it is obligation on us. But Imam is not reminding only because it is obligation. Imam is reminding by some other aspect of house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be filled. And you should try to fill this house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is from sha'airullah. It is dignity of Islam that provides an honor to Islam. And people, they need to revive that every year. They have to get together and make their position. They should try and make delegations towards the Hajj and Baytullah. So one of the most important reasoning for Hajj that has been mentioned in this wasiyat, that is filling the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keeping its regard and dignity, keeping its honor.